Welcome to MTG Pro Tutor, your gathering of insights, tips, and advice from renowned players and community icons. Connect with venerated teachers to gain the knowledge you need to improve your skills. Now, here's your planar guide and personal tutor, Sean Penrod.
Hello and welcome. This is episode 310 of the MTG Pro Tutor Podcast. I am Sean Penrod, your host here. So happy you are joining us today here on the eve of the Pro Tour. Or rather, I guess it started today, so it's not really the eve. Anyways, Pro Tour Atlanta is here, and it's really fun to see past guests do great things and compete and see what they're playing. And it's really fun to see, you know, who's going to make it all the way to the top 16 and get an invite onto this show here. So stay tuned for that this weekend in Atlanta, the Pro Tour. It's always a lot of fun and can't wait to see what shakes out. Speaking of which, I also want to say thank you so much to Paragon City Games for being a proud supporter of the show. They provide the prize support for our Sealed League and for our monthly giveaways. Our monthly giveaways are for patrons only, anyone who is at the Bed of Plants level or higher. And the winner for the month of October is none other than our very own patron, Wade McNutt. Wade, thank you so much. And congratulations, you will be getting a Guilds of Ravnica bundle. Thank you so much for your support. And Prodigies, of course, if you want to be considered for future prizes like this, then please go to mtgpro2.com/Patreon, where you can learn more about that, put your name in the hat, and be considered for all future drawings. So we have a great guest lined up for you today, as we always do. It's one of our fun international players who has learned a lot and is coming to us to share his insights with the game. So please stay tuned, listen up. Have a lot to learn, and I'll see you on the other side. What's up, everybody? We are in for a treat today. We have a very special guest lined up. Our guest is a rising star in competitive Magic who made it to the finals of his first Grand Prix ever, and that was at GP Brussels 2018. Coming to us from Albano Aziali, Rome, in Italy, prodigies near and far, let's welcome the one, the only, Giordano Fagiolo. Giordano, how you doing today?
Hello, everyone.
Excellent. You ready to be here? Are you ready to delve into your mind and share with the audience tips and tricks to take the game to the next level?
It's complicated because you speak quickly.
Well, we'll keep it nice and slow for you today, okay? Excellent. So, Giordano is on Facebook, so we're going to get him into the Facebook group. So, Prodigies, if you want to connect with him, find him in the Facebook group. So, that would be the best place to say thanks for being on the show, ask him a question, and write him a nice message that way. So, Giordano, we would like to learn about what you do other than Magic real quick. Do you work? Do you go to school? What do you have going on?
Yeah, I was 23 years old, and at the moment I'm studying engineering in Rome, Tor Vergata University, and I hope to graduate in the next year. And in my free time, I dedicate myself to my hobbies, football and MTG.
Excellent.
This year I left football forever. And so I have more time to spend on my single hobby at the moment.
Okay.
And I don't know. Moreover, I have a girlfriend and we stay together since 4 years.
Nice. Excellent. So you're going to school, doing engineering, graduating in another year or so. Have a wonderful girlfriend that you like to spend time with. And you used to have two hobbies, but now you only have one and you're dedicating your hobby time to Magic. So that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, we love to go back in time and hear the origin stories of our guests. So that's you today. So can you tell us the story of how you got into Magic? Tell us about the first time that you ever played or saw the cards. Tell us that story.
Yeah, sure. So when I was a child, my uncle said to me, do you want to know a new game? And I said, yes, why not? He was so excited to know new games. And so my uncle showed me the cards. It was so difficult to explain the kind of game because I was a child and I couldn't understand everything. From that moment, I began to buy the boosters of MTG. And I play with this, with my brother and cousin, friend. But just a few years ago, I think 3 years, I did my first LEGO tournament, and I remember that it was a draft in Rome. I don't remember the store, but it was near to my town.
That's a lot of fun. So when your uncle said, hey, do you want to learn a new game? What yeah. set was that? Do you remember what set was your first one?
He said me, maybe, I don't know, I was 9 or 10. I don't remember very well. He said, do you want to play Magic? And I say, what is? Why not?
Nice. And what do you remember the first cards that you saw? What set were they from?
No, I don't remember.
You don't remember? Yeah. That's fun, man. What's your favorite set since you've been playing Magic?
Oh, so my favorite set is Battleforge Zendikar.
Oh, nice. That's a good one.
Because, yeah, because I have started to play it in some stores with the set.
Cool. And do you have a favorite card?
Yeah, sure. You know.
Yeah.
My favorite card is an Insult Injury. Do you know?
Which one?
Insult to Injury. It's
oh, yeah. Insult to Injury. Okay. Yeah. Tell us about it.
Because I link it at my best moment in Bruxelles when I won my semifinal versus Thomas McCain.
Very cool. Insult to Injury. Fun.
That he played Turbo Fog and I took out the game when I played Insult to Injury.
Very cool. Let me look that up real quick. Okay. From Amonkhet. Pardon my clicks as I look it up. One of those double cards. All right, so insults,
yeah.
Red and two other, sorcery, damage can't be prevented this turn. If a source you control would deal this turn, it deals double. Oh, okay. Oh, damage can't be prevented.
And then your,
I'm reading it, yeah. Yeah, so damage can't be prevented this turn, and then any source that you control that deals damage does double damage, and that's the insult side. And then injury is aftermath, two and a red. Injury deals two damage to target creature and two damage to target player. Fun. That's pretty cool. That's fun. Well, good stuff. That's good stuff. So, you know, your favorite set is Battle for Zendikar. Your favorite card is Insult to Injury. We heard how you got into Magic.
Sure.
So when you started getting competitive with Magic, what was an early challenge that you faced?
Yes. So my first competitive challenge was being 2 years ago, I guess. And it was a PPTQ standard in Rome. I don't remember the serve. And I was upset my heart was pounding. But when I started to play, it came back normal. And nowadays, when I start an important match, I'm upset. But when I start play, it's all okay again.
So, like, you feel, like, nervous going into the match?
Yeah. Yeah, before the match, I'm nervous.
Okay. So...
When the event is so important,
yeah.
I'm upset.
So, what do you do to face that? Because a lot of people are like that, where they feel nervous before a game or upset or something. Do you do anything to help you be better?
But I don't know. I'm nervous and... When I start to play, I'm happy and it's all okay.
So it just kind of goes away, huh?
Yeah.
That's good. So it doesn't matter how upset or nervous you feel, if you just sit down and start playing and let yourself have fun.
They play Magic.
Yeah. Very cool. It kind of goes away. Great. Well, that's really cool. So... in your Magic journey, you have had ups and downs like every player has, and we would love to hear your worst Magic moment and what you learned from that time.
Sad moment. At the moment, there wasn't a sad moment in my Magic career because it's too short. But but the worst moment that I remember was being my first final in a PPTQ. And I thought to win the match, but I lost and I was sad for this. And I learned that you can't always win. Mm. And so when I lose a match, I checked at that it can happen. So I will play my next match quickly.
So in a final at a PPTQ, you lost.
Yeah.
And that was disappointing. But you learned that you can't always win, And when you lose, that just means that you get to go and play the next game.
Yeah, sure.
I love it. That's really good. That's a good positive perspective, you know, to take a look at for sure. Obviously, the flip side are our highs. So what has been your proudest Magic moment?
My proudest. So it's easy to say, I guess. My first GP and my first final.
Yeah.
And also if I lost, I'm very happy because I couldn't believe it. And I don't know explain my mood of the moment, but I hope that every player of Magic reach a goal like mine.
That is incredible. Going to your first Grand Prix and making it to the final match.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that's cool. So how did you prepare for that event? So tell us about the deck that you took, how you chose that deck. What did you do before Grand Prix Brussels?
Yeah, so being honest, I didn't prepare very well for the GP because GP Bruxelles was in the summer and I was on holiday, first of all, with my girl and then with my friend. And I didn't play Magic so much. So for this, I couldn't expect for a good result. But Magic, it's also this. For the deck, at the beginning for Bruxelles, I have tested Jibu Cats. And I wanted to play with it. But when I was playing a trial the day before GP, I understood that the deck didn't work as well as the deck my friend Samuel Di Clemente suggested me, and it was mono red aggro. There were 74 cards that Brad Nelson suggested to play for the weekend in a SAGG Premium article.
Okay, so the day before the event, you changed your deck. What deck you're gonna play?
Yeah, I changed it.
Wow, and you picked one that Brad Nelson has suggested.
I have in the article, and I have never played the mono red aggro.
Oh my goodness, how did you do that?
I don't know. I played match and match and match and the match. Then I was 12 wins and 2 losses. I have to win the last match, and my heart is going.
Yeah, going.
Yeah.
Wow, that is incredible. And you made one card change. You said you kept 74 cards and you changed that one.
Yeah. I have changed one card. It was. An upgrade for a lightning strike because I thought that lightning strike it was better than upgrade because in the metagame was a turbo fog deck and upgrade it was a dead card.
That makes sense. That makes sense. So you made one change, made that deck your own, and then went all the way. Very cool. Very cool.
The playset of Lightning Strike. Mm-hmm.
So, as you have played Magic, what is the worst mistake that you have seen players make?
Oh, it's too difficult to say. But I guess the big mistake that people could do is play less lands they should to play. Like Bert Nelson said me in PM, and for this reason, when I see a list, I take out the worst card in the list and I put a land more. Maybe this is the solving.
So you immediately just find the worst card and take it out and put something else in?
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
And cool. I play a land more.
Oh, you just add a land?
Yeah.
Ah, wow, that's easy.
With which a card? With a land.
And so
the worst card with a land.
Why do you do that?
Because people play less LANs than they should.
Okay. Well, hey, you know what? That is a great place to start. You know, like some people are intimidated by, oh, like I got this deck. Now, what do I do? You know, how do I change it? Whatever. And so this is really good. Hey, let's just start by identifying the worst card, cutting it, and then putting in a land and just starting there. And that'll give you, that'll kind of break the ice, right? Because you're like, oh, I don't want to like change this deck and make it worse. Well, if you just have this like a little rule, is, hey, I'm just going to take out the worst card, replace a land, and then play it. You know, then as you're testing, you've already changed the deck and it's easier to change it moving forward. So I think that's a really good tip, Giordano. That's cool. So that's the worst mistake, is playing fewer lands than you should. Now, I love Magic, how we can learn so much about ourselves and about each other and just all the experiences that Magic give us. And so we would love to hear, what have you learned from Magic that you've been able to apply to other areas of your life?
So at the beginning, I was worried to say to my friend that I play with Magic cards, because I thought that they could kill me. But nowadays, I want to say I play Magic, and I'm proud to say that. And I say my friends that this game opened my mind, and in my opinion, it could help to you to think better.
How has Magic opened up your mind, Giordano?
Yeah, because there are many things that you have to do in a match, and you have to think about the spot, and there are many ways to win the game, and you have to think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thinking ahead, thinking how you're going to get out of a situation, just constantly thinking about the solution, what you're going to draw. You're right. Think.
Yeah, but when you play mono red, you have to do one land drop, put one creature and attack. And the next turn, you put the second land, put another creature and attack. Red, it's easy to play, I think.
Cool, I like it. That's really cool. So thinking ahead and planning, that's something that you've taken away from Magic. That's cool. So Giordano, moving forward, what are your plans with Magic? Do you have any other Grand Prix that you're going to? Which Pro Tour are you going to go to? What's next for you?
Yeah. About Magic, yeah?
Yeah.
So tomorrow I'm going to Lille with two people of my team, Samuel Di Clemente and Andrea Di Bartolomei. And I will try to repeat a result like Bruxelles. But it is impossible, I guess. But I have to believe it.
Yeah, you never know, right? You never know.
Yeah. And after GP Lille, I will go in Atlanta to play my first PT.
Excellent.
And I'm so excited for this. And after Atlanta, I will go to play my third GP in Varsavia. And it will be limited GP, and Lille is standard. Yes, standard.
So which format do you prefer? What format do you like?
Standard. It's very, very, very cool.
Do you have a lot?
I hate the modern.
Okay. I hate modern. Good to know.
And it's pretty decent limited.
I was going to say, so you're going to a limited Grand Prix. How do you like limited?
Yeah, the limited, it's okay. It's so difficult because there are many things to do. Hmm. And you have to think to build your deck. And this is the difficult. But when you play standard, you can choose a deck in MTGO list, and it's easier.
Yeah, you can take a known deck and then tweak it to make it your own, huh? Cool. Very cool. Fun. So, Giordano, what resources do you use? Do you go to websites, or where do you go when you're learning about Magic?
Yes, there are many resources that we can refer, like CGG Premium and Channel Fireball article. Moreover, I have a team, and 2 times a week we will see each other to test some matchup for a big event like Lille. And I guess that every player has to have a team to test for big event, because it's so important to improve our skill.
That's really cool. So playing twice a week really helps you, huh?
Yeah, 2 times.
What do you guys do when you're playing together?
What?
What do you guys do when you're doing when you're testing and you're playing with your team? What are you guys doing? How do you test?
And we see all together, and we take some decks and play some matchups. Mm-hmm. Like for this GP, we have played BG Mirror and BG versus Uber Control, and we played these matchup 50 times.
Wow. What do you learn from that?
And we play 20, 25 matchups on the play for a deck, and 25 matchup for the other deck. Mm-hmm. And we can improve our skill, and we can choose the best card for the matchup.
That's really good. What are you looking for? What interactions help you decide what's good?
And so it's too difficult to explain it in English. Very difficult. So I can try it. A card is good in a matchup when it could take out the game. Mm-hmm. And we can try it more time and more time, and we can see I don't know how to say impact.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And we can choose that card.
Cool. So you just kind of look at the impact that each card has in the matchup, whether it, you know, is good removal, or whether it lines up a good creature that lines up with the other ones, or just, you know, or if it doesn't have any impact at all, hey, every time we play this, it does nothing, or, you know, then that's kind of how you tell if a card is good in a matchup or not.
Sure.
Cool. Man, that's really good. And I'm so excited for you that you have, so, you know, Grand Prix this weekend, and then the Pro Tour, and another Grand Prix. That's a lot of fun things that you have coming up. And yeah. Thank you for sharing, you know, the resources with us and everything. So as we kind of close things up here, I want to remind the Prodigies that if you want to connect with Giordano, the best place to do that will be on Facebook. We'll get him into the Facebook group before this episode goes live, and so you should be able to find him there and wish him, you know, ask him a question on the Facebook group and hear how he's been doing since then. So, Giordano, I do want to ask, before we close out, what is one last thought that you have for us? What's one final tip that you can share with us?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Sorry.
Anything? So when it comes to Magic, do you have any Any advice?
Advice for a Magic player?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I started playing Magic 3 years ago. it's strange for me. I don't know. You should ask Brad Nelson.
Good advice. So the advice is ask Brad Nelson. I like it. He is a great player with a good deck list, obviously, because he did well for you. So, well, Giordano, I want to acknowledge you and I want to thank you for what you've done in the Magic community. You've been a good example, you know, like someone who started competitive Magic such a short time ago, and you're doing so well. It's really cool to have hope and to see that, hey, like, you know, anybody can do it, right? And thank you so much for being brave and for coming onto the show and sharing your experience, even though, you know, English isn't your first language. I loved having you on the show. I really did learn from you, and I'm excited to have the Prodigies learn from you as well. So thank you for sharing your time. Thank you for sharing your experiences. You are a hero among Planeswalkers. It's been a blast chatting with you, and I hope that you're never mana screwed. I hope that you always draw what you need. And I hope that you depart every plane victorious.
Hero, thank you.
There you have it, episode 310, all wrapped up. The show notes, of course, will be at mtgprotutor.com/Giordano Fagiolo. That's GIORDANOFAGIOLO. There you'll find a synopsis of what we talked about, as well as links to any resources that were mentioned. I want to wrap up this episode by saying good luck to everyone who's at the Pro Tour. I love watching it. I can't wait to see if any past guests continue to go on and do great things. And as we close things out today, I want to say thank you so much to Paragon City Games for being a proud supporter of the show, as well as thank you to all you lovely patrons out there who support the show directly. Without you, this would not be possible. And a huge congratulations once again to Wade Bucknut, who won the patron-exclusive giveaway for October. Thank you so much for your support, Wade, and I look forward to seeing what you get in your sweet Guilds of Ravnica bundle. Well, everyone, watch the Pro Tour this weekend, turn some cardboard sideways, have some fun. I can't wait to connect with you again next week. And until then, I am Sean of the Gathering, and we will see you in the next cast.
This round of MTG Pro Tutor is over. So you don't miss a single episode of MTG Mastery. Be sure to subscribe to the show on your preferred podcast listening service for more exclusive interviews, deck building tips, and elite content. Or visit mtgprotutor.com to stream it straight from the source. We look forward to helping you think and play like a pro.